Hey, this is Albert Marucci, and I'm responding to a Shannon Paul tweet about a survey done where people are dissatisfied on social sites. People who use social networks have a high level of dissatisfaction. And so the question was, why is that? And, you know, in part, people have responded that it's very difficult to make the switch from a free network to a commercial network or a transactional network. And maybe that's the case, but in some ways, I think we as consumers are whining. It's funny, we almost whine more about the free services than we do when we pay for it. It's almost like the old adage, right? If I pay for something, I feel like I'm getting more, even though that's something maybe the same exact thing that is offered for free. Or the classic case of the internal employee presents a idea, which is shouted down by the superiors, and yet when a higher paid consultant comes in with the same idea, it's touted as miraculous. You know, so there is something to be said for this whole human nature thing about free and paid. And the other thing, which is interesting, may very well be the fault of Mr. Rogers. When Mr. Rogers makes the case that we're all very special, and then we get lumped into categories or networks by our own doing, by the way, right? By our own doing. We're either following people who are A-listers, and so we want to be a part of that group, or we get marketed to as part of a group, a Groupon, if you will. Now all of a sudden we're shocked. But that was the whole premise to begin with. We let them, we accept the disguise, but then when they pull the disguise down, we're shocked to find a man behind the curtain. And so I think there's this kind of disconnect in human nature and what's going on socially online right now. And quite frankly, the need to pay for all this stuff somehow. So that's my comment, and I'm on Audioboo. Thanks.